You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. John Davis at Earth Risk Technologies on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. When I look at this week, John, I see sunny skies and 70, sunny skies and 70, sunny skies and 70. It looks really gorgeous. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it does, although we're going to have one day that's like 69. So, but other than that, yeah, it looks beautiful. So really, for the entire week, we're looking at a dry bias. We're looking at a generally warm bias for the whole central portion of the country. And so that's going to be the trend here over the next 7 days. So obviously, there's no cold weather threat here across the Midwest. And then as for fieldwork operations, they will be basically open the entire week. And as we begin to harvest, see a pickup of harvest activity, that will be quite favorable for fieldwork operations. So a very good week here from an ag standpoint across all sections here of the Midwest, the Delta, and the Central and Northern Plains.
I'd like to know, John, about the evaporation rates over that time frame. It's awfully wet, and producers would like to get some of that moisture up out of the soil.
Well, certainly with this kind of a pattern, you tend to see higher evaporation rates, of course, in the summer than you do at this time of year. But we will have relatively low dew points. We're going to have pretty breezy conditions out there across the belt. So your evaporation rates, again, for this time of year, will be above normal or relatively good. But that, of course, is less than what you tend to see in July or early August when you have very high evaporation rates across the middle of the country.
So this week should be a great week to the start of harvest across the Corn Belt. What about next week?
Well, I mean, next week we tend to go a little bit more active, but think of it this way, is that after a dry week this week, we go into a pattern next week, which takes us into early October, of a very normal type of a rainfall pattern across most sections of the Midwest. But there's no sign of any kind of heavy rain developing across the areas of the Midwest. Kind of a light to moderate activity, a couple of frontal systems working through, and so it doesn't look like anything problematic. But that second week will be a week of more normal type conditions, more normal type precip rates here across the Midwest, along with a continuation of the warm temperatures. So we continue to be on the warm side.
Turn your attention from the Midwest and the Northern Hemisphere now to the Southern Hemisphere, where the planters will begin to roll or are already rolling in parts of Brazil and, of course, Argentina.
They will, and their start is going to be quite good. Brazil is kind of the key area now that when they get their rains at this time of year, especially in the more northern tropical areas, they tend to plant, and they're getting that here in the next couple of weeks. So they're seeing a big increase in their rain activity across that area, and that will initiate quite a bit of bean planting here as you go from now into early October in those areas. So the moisture base, the overall pattern, it's quite favorable for South America as we head into the new season.
Thanks, John, for the update. We sure do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
John Davis with Earth Risk Technologies joining us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. To wrap up our program, you have a safe afternoon in the combine if you're there. If not, be ready later in the week. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.